Derek Aaron here with Representative Josh Branscombe. And Josh, I appreciate you taking the time to talk today. I know a busy time for you as the session's getting started. I guess initially, talk a little bit about the challenges that lie ahead with the General Assembly.
Well, Derek, I appreciate you having me. And yeah, we're coming up on time to gavel in. We will gavel in on January the 4th. And this is our long session, so we will go until April the 15th. But there's a lot of challenges ahead of us. One of the main things that we're going to focus on probably right out of the gate is redistricting. I know that's been in the news a lot, and that redistricting bill will be filed the very first day, and we could pass that, I would say, the first week. We may be coming in that Saturday also to make sure that we get that passed. So redistricting is always, you know, every 10 years we have to do redistricting, and that's based off of the census. You know, one thing that a lot of people are asking about is, will that push the filing deadline back if you're wanting to run for office? Because the filing deadline is the 7th, and we go in on the 4th. So it's not definitive, but that could probably be and probably will be pushed back. I'm hearing possibly, you know, the end of January. But with redistricting, you know, what we've seen is our population is really squeezing down. Eastern Kentucky, Western Kentucky, they've all have lost population. And even here in my district, Clinton County, I think, has lost 9%. And Cumberland has lost 14.5% based off the census information. So what we're seeing is you're getting population loss in eastern and western Kentucky, and that's really pushing the population into really between the interstates of 65 and 75 and a little bit more into central and northern Kentucky. But what you get is where you have counties that previously had multiple legislators, multiple representatives, and they were able to split. Those counties have lost population, and so now they're not able to split. Well, it's having the legislators in eastern and western Kentucky are having to grab larger areas because we have to have – I have to represent, 45,000 people plus or minus 5%. So there's a formula there that we have to go by, and you have to represent that many people, and – you have to make it work, and so you have to keep grabbing population until you get to those numbers. But redistricting is going to be a very quick focus of ours that first week when we come in. Additionally, this is our budget year, so we typically will pass our two-year budget, and we pass that during the long session, our 60-day session, which is this year. If you recall 2 years ago, during right when COVID came, it was during a long session, and the legislature just passed the one-year budget. That was the year before I got there. And then last year, we passed a one-year budget as well. And a lot of that was due to COVID. And we will also be – we have over $1 billion in federal funds to allocate. So we'll be being very strategic on how we allocate those funds. You know, I always say that's the taxpayers' money. That's your money. That's my money. That's taxes that we have paid. And so I think the legislature is going to be very strategic in how we allocate those funds and to make sure that that is money that's coming right back down here to the people who have paid those taxes. When looking at the budget, there's one thing that you got to consider. You know, we always want to be, we're fiscally conservative, and so we have to be conservative with our budget, but there's still a lot of federal money circulating. So, you know, there's kind of that. Things look good, but there's still that you've got to be cautious of and still some of those unknowns. And we're going to continue to build upon our rainy day fund or our budget reserve fund. You hear people call it the rainy day fund. But that'll probably be, we'd like to get that out to at least, 30 to 45 days of operating.
Right. I know that you also have served on the still are serving on some committees. Anything in particular that you'll be focusing on outside of the budget, outside of redistricting?
Yes, I serve on transportation committee, tourism, and small business committees. If you look at those things, those are all kind of a snapshot of our area with tourism and small business. And then it's always just great to be on the transportation committee as well. So obviously there's a lot of road needs, and that's always, anything having to do with roads, we're always trying to take all those things into consideration. And then, tourism, that's such a huge impact for my district. I mean, my district is, I call it a lake district. It's very unique in that every county in my district touches a lake, either Lake Cumberland or Dale Hollow. So tourism is always very important. And then small business, that's a perfect snapshot of our district right there. But, you know, we still, even coming into session, I mean, obviously COVID is still ongoing, so we'll probably be focusing on COVID and many of those challenges that it's posing to our families and our businesses across the Commonwealth. You know, one thing, Derek, that we really wasn't even thinking about, it wasn't planned, but may require action, is the tornadoes that came through a few weeks ago that just absolutely right. devastated parts of Kentucky. You know, you've got federal money that's going to be utilized and that's going to be assisting. However, there have been and there's going to be discussions on if there are things from a state level that we can or that we need to do.
Well, it sounds like you've got definitely a lot on your plate, Josh, upcoming here the next several weeks. So I definitely appreciate you taking the time out to talk to the constituents today. And best of luck, Josh, in Frankfort as you get started.
Well, Derek, I appreciate that and just want to thank everyone for the support. And as always, if there's things that pop up and if people want to reach out to me, they can get on the LRC website and can shoot us a message. I tried to read all of those. I do take all those things into consideration. So I do appreciate that and appreciate everyone.
All right. Thank you, Josh. Good deal. Appreciate your time.
Thank you, Derek.